Now he was in front of her. And she no sooner looked at him than she realized she'd missed him. He was smiling at her. Maybe he'd missed her too. "Hey," she said. "Shep told me you'd be here."
"I didn't know he spoke to federal agents."
"Neither did he."
Quincy motioned to an empty spot beside him. She made a big show of wandering over, trying not to move too fast. He smelled good. Someday, she'd have to ask him about his cologne, because damn, she liked that scent.
"How are things going?" she asked.
That was going to be my question.
"Things are looking up for Danny," she offered. "A lot of people have come out to support him. Not that they condone his actions, but Henry Hawkins, Richard Mann, Dave Duncan fooled the entire town, including the school district. After that, it's easier to understand his impact on one troubled child."
"And Becky?"
"Better. The minute Sandy told her Richard Mann was dead, the weight lifted off her shoulders. Apparently, in the confusion of the shooting, she ran to find her brother. Unfortunately, she spotted him and Richard Mann together in the computer lab, not far from Miss Avalon's body. Richard told her if she talked, he'd kill Danny, and if Danny talked, Richard would kill Becky. He was right, you know. Simple strategies can be highly effective."
"Well, now he and the devil can debate the matter to their heart's content."
Quincy's smile lifted the corner of his mouth. The familiar expression tugged at her. She wished she didn't feel so awkward. She wished she could touch him.
"Rainey," he asked quietly, "how are you?"
She shrugged. There was no point in lying anymore. This was the new and improved Lorraine Connor, telling the truth until it hurt.
"I've been better." "Is the DA going to press charges?"
"Don't know." She jerked her head toward the courthouse. "My attorney and I just had a meeting to hear our options. Funky thing, Oregon law. I thought since I shot Lucas when I was 17, it would fall under juvenile jurisdiction. Nope. In Oregon, it's the age I am when it comes to the attention of the court that matters, not the age when I committed the crime. That means man one, up to 5 years jail time. The DA said that given the nature of the extenuating circumstances, he might be willing to deal down to less than a year, served locally. All I have to do is plead guilty to a felony murder charge. I wasn't expecting that.